There you are. And by the way, it's Happy National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
Ooh, I love a good toasted marshmallow. But it's a fine line between what is a nicely toasted marshmallow and what is basically a charred nodule of goo.
Well, and that's the thing is do you allow it to in fact become engulfed in flame?
You can do it for a brief second and it won't be too bad. But now, you know, but it can go bad very quickly. It's a delicate matter. It's kind of like trying to make a homemade caramel, you know, or caramel sauce.
Any kind of a sugar-based candy is difficult.
Because that scorches.
Now, and you see, after you've had that semi-melted marshmallow, you know, I mean, can you really go back?
The raw marshmallows just kind of pale in comparison.
Raw.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to call it?
I don't know what else.
You know, that's the good thing about having natural gas, you know, a natural gas stove is I can roast marshmallows in my house if I want to.
See, he's already shilling for them. See? He's already shilling for them. The Electric Advisory Council is going, what? What do you mean?
Shut up, man.
Yeah, come on.
By the way, while we're talking food,
yeah,
I have to give you props.
Oh, okay.
Because I tried something that you recommended, and it weren't half bad.
Yeah.
So.
That was the idea of cooking ears of corn in your microwave.
Mm-hmm. It did just fine.
Yeah, so. And again, the time situation is great. The lack of hassle is really what like.
The corn itself left something to be desired, but it did fine.
But you know, to go back to marshmallows, you know, I don't know if you've seen now, they have some that are about the size of pillows.
That are specially for s'mores.
Yeah,
we've had some of those in our house.
Really?
So, you know, grandmothers provide you with a wide array of treats and snacks. That
saw this and thought of you, right?
Well, saw this because the kids are coming over this weekend, so now we're going to send all this junk home with them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we get yogurt in tubes.
Yogurt in tubes.
All sorts of stuff.
Because that's so cost effective.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in the real world.
Or as the boy calls it, yargit. So.
Oh, okay. Mm. Now, and the other thing is, I think the other day I'm in a grocery-torium, and we have, like, French vanilla mushrooms now or something like
that. Really? I haven't seen those.
Caramel mushrooms. They have flavored mushrooms.
Oh, I don't see.
No, I'm saying mushrooms. I'm sorry. Marshmallows.
Oh, okay. No, no. Good grief.
Yeah,
really?
Caramel-flavored marshmallows. I just want marshmallows.
I don't think I'd buy a bag, but I'd try them. You know, if somebody said, hey, I got a bag of these, you want to try one? Yeah, sure.
Okay, if you want to try one. Then if they suck, then you've got a bag of marshmallows that you're going to wait to become, pellets to shoot at squirrels.
Now give them to the dogs. We've had some of the French vanilla ones.
Okay.
That were in the shape of snowmen, no less, around the holidays.
Oh.
And, you know, you put some of those in your cocoa.
Yeah.
And that's a nice curling up snack right there. Okay. So a little sugar overload, but...
Or just tweets. You could put a tweet in your whatever those things are called, right? Those little chirpy things. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Did you say that those marshmallows were the shape of pillows or the size of pillows? My pillows are pretty big.
Yeah, well, no, the size of pillows. They really are. And, you know, you got to check them out the bag. Yeah,
they're more the shape of pillows, sir. We're talking maybe 2x2.
Yeah.
So.
But they're big enough.
Oh, they're big.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you took a regular-sized marshmallow, which keep in mind, the little ones are not the regular size. Those are mini marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
If you took a regular-sized marshmallow and just, you know, that would pretty much be the size that you would get.
Yeah.
So.
But, see, now, don't you have an overflow problem when you're doing s'mores then with those?
Potentially. But, you know, it's kind of like, but, you know, that's part of the fun.
Sure.
You know, but the one thing I was never able to achieve with the s'more is getting a nice, good chocolate melt going on. You know, because, you know, if it's cold outside, the chocolate is still the consistency of basically a gold bar.
Yeah.
And so when you bite through the cracker and then bite through the delicious toasted marshmallow and then into the chocolate, it's tooth chipping time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay, so now I was going to look up how many calories there are in marshmallows.
They're surprisingly not too bad because I have looked before.
Yeah, 159.
But that's in a serving.
Yeah. Well, let me see, and I don't know what a serving. Oh, that's a cup of soft marshmallows.
Yeah, see?
That's not bad.
You're going to get tired of those before you do a cup.
Yeah, yeah.
We do those a lot for... sometimes for snacks or part of snacks, or if, you know, sweet tooth bothering somebody, you know. And
there
you
go, 23 calories for a large regular marshmallow.
See, there you go. That's not too shabby.
Wow. Yeah, you just sit. And then you take like 6 or 8 of them and make a pyramid and stick it in the microwave for about 30 seconds?
You stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds and you're going to be getting the 409 out.
Yeah, right. Do they explode if you make a pyramid out of them?
I don't know. We could always find out. We have a microwave here. That'd be a great last day thing for me.
Sure, of course it would.
Ben, right before I leave.
just grab a bag of Jet Puffs and put them in there.
Going in.
Yeah. You could do two versions, one still in the bag and one out of the bag.
Actually, what we'll do is we'll do marshmallows first and then Twinkies second.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. All right, Republicans convention last night. I think for the first time ever, I heard Condoleezza Rice really deliver a speech, you know, not make a statement as Secretary of State.
Well, but see, as Secretary of State, it's not your job to make a speech.
That's right.
It's kind of like, you know, and props to Hillary Clinton. She didn't feel like it was appropriate for her to be at the convention.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Anyway, it would take a pretty big room for this lady to not be the smartest one in it. I mean, just
agreed.
An excellent speech having to do with the exceptionalism of the country, and she actually kind of took it from a foreign affairs standpoint. Is that you can't lead from behind? I believe is one of the that along with. I mean, they're going to make Obama continue to pay for lead from behind. If I don't make this work in 3 years, this will be a one-term proposition. And then, of course, you didn't build it by yourself.
Right.
It was a great speech she gave. I'm going, so where do you go from there? Well, they brought on Susana Martinez, who is the governor of New Mexico. And a short speech, but again, came from that same idea of a background that allowed her to elevate herself to where she is now. And so, I mean, you had those two women coming on to tell a pretty good story. And then, you know, here comes Paul Ryan to accept the nomination, and he gave a completely different kind of speech. It was very slow. Let me go back to Condoleezza Rice first. Most intelligent speech I've ever heard at a convention. I mean, used big words.
Good.
Lots of syllables.
Good
stuff
for
like
her.
That. Yeah, I agree.
Make
I
people
agree.
Go pick up a dictionary.
Yep, and find it and, you know, react to that. And then, but Ryan's speech was delivered in a very slow way. He was not creepy. Didn't scare you a lot with some of the things that he said. And, he actually kind of poked fun at the age difference between, he and Mr. Romney. Said we're generations apart. He said the songs that are iPods, I guess, are a little bit different. He said, mine starts with AC/DC and ends with Zeppelin. He said, I've heard some of his songs while I'm in an elevator. So, you know, not bad. Poked a little fun.
And what stuff. Heard the other day, Paul Ryan is a huge fan of Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, yeah. That's
awesome.
It is. It's kind of interesting. And
I mean, because that's like speed metal stuff. You want to talk about something to play on Tuesday for the elliptical.
Yeah.
I mean, That if that doesn't get you moving, you're not even fogging a mirror.
Well, you get,
and I don't mean it in a good way. It's like play it and let me get out of here because I'm frightened.
Yeah, is this X90? Is that the workout?
PX90.
PX90. I mean, you know, the guy just he still moves. He's very young, obviously, and that's the new face of the Republican Party. They obviously need to have somebody up there who's young.
Well, strategically, they're saying, okay, Romney gets elected in 2012. If he gets reelected in 2016, certainly he can run. He's not going to be that, because he's how old, 61?
Yes, 64, 63 maybe.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been done before. He'd be, you know, early 70s when he left office. I mean, they're trying to set the tone, you know, for not 8 but 16 years potentially. Yeah.
But again, he's got to come on tonight. This is really a defining moment. He's got to come on tonight and really make people believe, independents believe, that this is a guy that they could feel comfortable voting
well,
for.
Well, and you pointed out yesterday, the guy comes across as cool.
Yeah.
And not in a good way, not in a Fonzie way. We're talking cool to the touch.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want out of a presidential nominee.
Yeah. Yeah. Truth be known, we probably need that right now. We do need a CEO.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
We're in a hell of a mess.
But this is the convention's the pep rally, though.
Yep, that's it. Everybody's supposed to get charged up, get on the airplanes, and come back and make it work. All right, 6:49.